Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And obviously a big hire made over the weekend by Vanderbilt, bringing in Clark Lee. And to help us talk a little bit more about that and all things SEC, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in former college football coach now with CBS Sports, Rick Neuheisel. Rick, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking time to join us. We appreciate it.
It is my pleasure. Getting to talk about Clark Lee is always a pleasure, and I'm so excited for him, and I'm also excited for Vanderbilt. I think they've made a great choice.
So, Rick, obviously, like you said, you've got some familiarity with Clark Lee from your days at UCLA. What kind of a man and what kind of a coach is Vanderbilt getting with this new hire?
Well, I had him as basically what we called a quality control guy, just kind of a do all things be available type of minion, if you will, in the coaching staff. And he was so good, and he was so efficient and talented that when a spot opened up, I hired him full time to take on some coaching responsibility, and he was brilliant. There was no question in my mind this guy was going to be a meteor, you know, kind of rise fast in the ranks of coaching. And when we had to disband, you know, as the departing head coach, it's, you know, it's kind of like a captain of the ship. You've got to make sure everybody on your staff finds places to go find employment. I remember being on the phone with Dave Clawson, who is at Bowling Green. He's the Wake Forest coach now. And he kept asking all these questions. And finally, I was sitting there, and I go, Dave, trust me, this will be your best hire, and you will be excited that you did it. And you'll call me and thank me later. And he did. And he actually did call me and thank me later. And I feel the same way about Vanderbilt. Trust me, you've got a great guy. You will call and thank whomever gave you this lead later, because Clark Lee is exactly what Vanderbilt needs.
Of course, you know, with Vanderbilt at this point, Rick, you know, I think it's probably always like this to some extent. Coaches also are trying to find out what the situation is when they're interviewing for jobs, but I think especially probably at Vanderbilt, given the, you know, the lack of investment over the years, the struggles to keep up, or not even keep up, but just be in this this race for facilities. You mentioned to me the other day that, you know, you talked to Clark and said, hey, like, you can have other jobs here moving forward. We know that he almost got the Boston College job a year ago. Give us a little bit about that conversation and what you got back from him on how he feels about where Vanderbilt's going.
Well, I told Clark that he was in a position now of such prominence as the defensive coordinator for a brand like Notre Dame that he could afford to be patient. He's with a proven winner in Brian Kelly, and if this wasn't his absolute heart's desire, then, you know, given where Vanderbilt sits in the pecking order of the SEC and the likelihood of Vanderbilt, you know, ascending to the top of the SEC East with Georgia and Florida and the resources that are expended there to take their brands to, you know, that level of national prominence, that it would be, if it wasn't his heart's desire, it would be wise to be patient. And he was adamant that he believed his alma mater, given, you know, the energy that he planned to expend and you know, try to create some excitement in and around Nashville for the program, that he could make an effective change and get Vanderbilt to a place where they could compete. You know, he didn't put a, you know, championship label on it, but he certainly believed that they could get to a place where people would be really excited about coming to the stadium on Saturdays. And that's ultimately what Vanderbilt has to do. They're in the SEC. They're laden with resources. The resources are only going to get more plentiful as the new contract kicks in with Disney and ABC. And if Candace Story Lee and all the folks that work there, you know, have a great plan, then Vanderbilt all of a sudden can become like Stanford became. Stanford was a moribund program in the Pac-12 and all of a sudden started playing for big prizes. We see Pat Fitzgerald doing the same thing at Northwestern. Yes, the SEC is a different animal, but if you don't believe it, it can't happen. And I can tell you right now, Clark believes it.
Rick Neuheisel now with CBS Sports on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Rick, obviously Clark Lee still has to worry about his current job too at the moment with Notre Dame at defensive coordinator. What's the challenge like, do you think, for him right now, kind of balancing, you know, obviously a huge game coming up against Clemson, but also looking ahead to his next job with Vanderbilt? What do you think that balance is like for him right now as a coach?
He is in multitasking advanced level. There is no question. As a matter of fact, he texted me last night saying, you know, his wife is an emergency room nurse, and she's like, it's triage. You can only deal with what's absolutely most important and forget everything else. So right now he is trying to, you know, figure out a way to stop Clemson with Trevor Lawrence. The last time they did so, they did it without Trevor Lawrence. DJ Uiagalelei was the quarterback for Clemson. He's got to figure out a way to stop them. And if they can, you know, do their part defensively as they've done all year, then Ian Book and company hopefully can find a way to win the ACC championship, which is going to be a, you know, a great feather in the cap of everybody who loves Notre Dame, given that it's a one-year deal in the ACC. So this is a huge opportunity for Clark to take the program not only to a championship in the ACC, but certainly a position in the college football playoff. And then he immediately after the game comes back, and I think he's going to meet with the Vanderbilt coaching staff on Sunday. So you can imagine that when his head hits the pillow, there's a lot going on in his head. So it's a wild ride, but I guarantee you he's just the guy for it.
You mentioned, Rick, Clark as a recruiter, sort of a relentless guy. You know, he's always going to be there. He's going to build trust. Maybe not the flashy personality guy, but a very effective, very effective approach to recruiting. And schematically, I'm wondering, what do you think Vanderbilt will look like? And I guess in particular, I mean, we can see what Clark Lee does defensively, but offensively, what do you think he'll do at Vanderbilt?
You know, we haven't had that discussion yet. He was when you get into coaching searches, there was always a feeling like the search has to go towards an offensive guy or a defensive guy. And he was of the mind that Vanderbilt was looking for an offensive guy. So I said, well, then you have to have a plan when you're sitting down with them, if you get that opportunity, which obviously he has, about what you plan to do offensively and what you have the opportunity to build offensively. If you're Vanderbilt and you have the admissions, issues that you have that are going to be a little bit more restrictive than the teams you're playing in the SEC, you have to build something that starts with your offensive line. Your offensive line has to be, you can recruit with anybody in the country when it comes to offensive line, because as you look across the cross-section of kids that qualify at that position, there's going to be a number of good students there as well. So you can, as Stanford did, as Northwestern has done, you can build an offense with your offensive front. And what we're seeing in college football right now is a lot of 12 personnel, which means one back and two tight ends. And you can also build a bunch of tight ends. You're looking at Notre Dame right now. Almost 50% of their offense is in two tight ends. Stanford was a big two tight end. We remember Kobe Fleener, Zach Ertz, Levine Toilolo, Austin Hooper on down the line. So I would expect that the offense at Vandy will be a lot of 12 personnel, and I would expect that you'll model what we've seen be very effective. Even Alabama right now with the injury to Jaylen Waddle is in a lot of 12 personnel with that kid Jahlil Billingsley. So this is going to be fun to watch, but Clark will have his eye on the very, very best candidates because Nashville's such a fun town to live in. And I've kind of got my hand up. I said, Clark, wait a minute, don't forget me. because Nashville is that kind of an allure for people in the country to come and hang out. So I imagine that his staff is going to have lots of people on the phone trying to get to Clark Lee.
And Rick, you brought up Alabama there. Obviously, a big matchup this weekend in the SEC title game between Alabama and Florida. And we've seen a ton of really good offenses in the last 10 to 15 years, especially in college football. Where does this Alabama offense rank, in your opinion, in some of the greatest offenses you've seen in the history of college football?
Well, it's right there because it can do anything. It can morph into any kind of offense you want it to be. As we just talked, it can be a 12 personnel and just maul you. Najee Harris is, you know, such an effective ball carrier, 1,000-yard rusher, 5 yards a clip, and they can kill you via boa constrictor mode where they just swallow you up whole and, you know, dominate the time of possession, or they can quick strike you because that offensive line allows for anything they want to do. The protection this year for Mac Jones has been off the charts, and you have to wholesale come after him if you're going to try to get to him, and if you do that, now it's one-on-one coverage, and all you have to do is turn on the film and see what Devontae Smith and John Meshi will do to you if you're in one-on-one coverage. So you have to pick your poison, and ultimately you have to be able to score with them. The only team that really gave them a game this year was Georgia in the first half, who scored 24 points and had some wrinkles up their sleeve, or you go to the Ole Miss game, which, you know, went up-tempo and scored with them. What makes this game intriguing this weekend is Florida has that quick strike ability. Unfortunately for Florida, they can't do it via the running game. Their running game has been, I think, 101st in the country. So they're going to have to throw, which means Alabama can pin their ears back, and we're just going to have – Kyle Trask is just going to have to be magnificent to stay in this game. But they do have, with Kyle Pitts and Kadarius Toney and some of the other kids, they do have the weapons to try to keep pace with Alabama, at least for a time.
Who's your Heisman winner at this moment, Rick?
Well, that's the other thing about this great game on CBS on Saturday night, mm-hmm. Is it's the Heisman game, because the three guys in my mind that can win it are in the game. Now, somebody could come from left field. I mean, Trevor Lawrence could go off on this weekend. Clark Lee doesn't want to hear that, but that could happen. You know, Justin Fields could go crazy this weekend. But truthfully, the race is coming down to the three kids in this Alabama-Florida game. With Kyle Trask, if he throws five touchdown passes and hits the winning touchdown in the end, waning moments of the game, he'll be the guy. If it's Mac Jones having a 405 touchdown game, he'll be the guy unless four of them are to Devontae Smith, and then he'll
That's
be the
right.
guy. You know, so actually the best player in my mind, the guy who has made me say, wow, more often than not, has been Devontae Smith. I think the guy's magnificent. I love how quiet he plays, how, relentlessly he plays, and I just think he's a work of art. Really fun to watch.
See, I love hearing a quarterback give that up to a non-quarterback for the Heisman. That's great to hear.
Well, the quarterback position always is the focal point. We all, and certainly the guys that we've been talking about are deserving. But when somebody just, the degree of toughness for the catches that Devontae Smith has made, the degree of separation that he gets from these guys who obviously know, hey, this is one of the best receivers in the country, and the consistency with which he plays. And then last week, his buddy Jaylen Waddle's down, so you go back and catch punts, and he runs one back 84 yards against Arkansas. I'm going, this guy is a freak. I was on the sideline for LSU-Alabama. The CBS pregame show came to Tuscaloosa. We did it from the sideline there. And so I'm on the sideline right there with he and Derek Stingley, the great corner with LSU. And I'm going, these two guys are both first-rounders. And he went right by him and went like a gazelle right down the sideline, perfect touchdown route, touchdown catch. And I'm going, Devontae Smith doesn't get nearly enough credit in this foursome of receivers. But as a solo act, he's now getting his just desserts, and I think he deserves that big trophy.
Former college football coach and now CBS sports analyst Rick Neuheisel has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexo. Rick, great stuff. We really appreciate you taking time to join us.
All right, you lucky sons of guns who live in Nashville, you enjoy it.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Rick.
We appreciate your time, Rick. When we come back, we'll react to a little bit of what Rick had to say there. Also get into the smoke clearing a little bit on National Signing Day for the Vols and the Doors. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com, SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.